right, welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. You know, a thing that I guess we've only really done it once before, but we like to, when we fill in for these shows, is we like to talk to the host that we're filling in for, right?
It seems only fair, you know,
right,
that I give them a call. I mean, we're very thankful that we get to, you know, be in these spots in behind the mic. So, you know, we gave Dave Plyer a call last time.
And that was in the middle of the night, so.
Yeah, so maybe we should give Brian a call.
I think we should. I mean, he can't. I mean, maybe he's having a beer. Maybe. Right? So let's give him
Seems
a call.
About that time.
Let's give him a call right now and see if he picks up, and we'll have a quick chat here with Brian Noonan. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, let's give him a call. Do you got his number?
Yep. Let's do it right here.
Okay.
Hey, Brian, it's Kevin and Michael over here at WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm off, fellas. Well, isn't the sound explosion or whatever you call the show?
Sound sessions, but yeah,
sound sessions.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
I got the first word right. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Better than most people, to be honest. We wanted to call and say.
I only listen to lute music. I don't have time for all the progressive bands that you guys are into. I'm sitting here in the yard. With a couple beers, I got a lute player over here, and it's a beautiful Sunday, and now I got to talk to you two.
Well, yeah, we just thought, you know, since we're filling in for you, we wanted to touch base with you. We thought it might be a little fun. I mean, it's not like we woke you up or anything, I would assume.
No. Listen, I'm wide awake. It's you know, the early evening. I don't go to bed till way late, like 10:30. So this is the perfect hour for me.
Excellent. So yeah, we wanted to just kind of touch base to see what's coming up in your world. I know you have a loyal fan base. So with your listeners listening to us, let's see what's coming up in your world.
Listen, if you haven't already alienated them with some world funk jazz hybrid talk that you're doing, guys with playing the pan flute and some electronica, I don't know what you guys are into. You seem to be into a lot of stuff. It quite frankly frightens me. I'm not going to lie to you. I wish I could say that I was more enlightened musically, but I am not. But, you know, listen, I took tonight off. I'm resting up because tomorrow I'm in for Row at 3 o'clock, so that'll be fun. Because it's a holiday, so of course I'll work. And then Tony and Tina's is still going on, and people can go to TonyLovesTina.com to get their tickets and come see that show. Here's I'll give the sound session guys an exclusive.
All right.
Never before mentioned, not even on my own program. I'm taking a little break from Tony and Tina in July and August. So if you want to come see the show with me in it, come in June, May or June. Well, May's over tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come in June.
So be sure to pick up your tickets in June. Yeah, that show is awesome. I can't believe it's still going on. This is fantastic.
Quite frankly, I can't either. But no, it is. Wow, I just threw the entire production under the bus. That's what a few beers will do to you. Here's a tip from a veteran broadcaster, and thank you for the respect of calling and checking in on the big broadcast. I appreciate that.
Of course.
But don't let the alcohol run your mouth, so you just get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I think we've both learned that once or twice in our lives. So for those that are not quite familiar, so who is it that you're playing in Tony, the production of Tony and Tina?
I play Vinny Black, the owner of Vinny Black's Coliseum, where the reception is held. I kind of host the entire reception. Vinny fancies himself a stand-up comic, so there's an old-school stand-up set in the middle of the reception. There's some costume changes. It's a very, very integral part. I've been studying for years to become the thespian of this town.
I can believe it. And like you said, you have one more month to go before we can, you know, before you're done with it for a temporary time, I guess.
Just for the summer. I'm going on tour with Fish. You might want to be touring with Fish because I've been taking Bo Ron lessons, so I'm going to be their percussionist.
Wow.
In July and August.
You're very worldly.
Because I also don't want to shower for 2 months, so I figured that was the best place for me to go and not be not stand out too much. My aroma will just kind of blend in.
That's one way to do it. We're probably going to get you on the show.
Have I offended the two Fish fans that are talking to me?
I'm not a Fish fan.
Is an issue?
I'm not really a Fish fan. They're fine.
I don't like anything that unstructured. Can I be honest? Can we talk music for a little bit?
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Damn band mentality. I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
Give me a nice hook. Give me a chorus. Give me a nice, you know, in this song, you can stretch it 7 minutes maybe at the tops. But don't go 20 minutes. That just means you're just babbling musically. You
right.
have nowhere to go. You're just rambling on and on. Give me a beginning, a middle, and end.
I feel that. I imagine the band meetings would be something like, hey, what do you guys want to do? What song? I guess we could play this one and then just kind of see where it goes. And then
and that's it, right?
15 minutes later.
And nobody has the guts to say, all right, that's enough. We got to pull the plug on this. Because everybody just want, they don't want to harsh anybody's mellow. You just want to chill. We're artists, man. We're creating. Oh, you're droning on. Stop it.
You know, and it's I'm glad you brought up music, actually. And a thread that we have in a lot of our podcasts and a lot of our shows is we like to ask our guests, you know, one, something that maybe you have been listening to, and two, something you've been listening to but maybe you're not proud of, like a guilty pleasure of some sort. So what can you say about that?
I'll be honest. There's a part of me that really is envious of you guys and all the new music, because I still listen to, you know, classic rock stations. I've been listening to a lot of traditional Irish music now.
Okay.
Because I wasn't joking. I've been taking Boran lessons, that little Celtic drum.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to a lot of that, trying to figure out reels and jigs and stuff like that. But then every once in a while, somebody will, you know, I'll hear something new. Or you know, I'm going to New Orleans on Tuesday, and I always love wandering into the clubs. I don't know exactly what I'm listening to some of the time, but I like being exposed to that. And despite my rant against rambling, or, you know, these jam bands, some jazz guys, they go on and on and on. And,
yeah.
You know, I think because I'm in a smoky club, I kind of tolerate it a little more than if I was sitting on a lawn surrounded by a bunch of people bathed in patchouli oil.
So you heard it here. Brian Newman, not a fan of the jam band.
No, listen, it goes all the way back to the Dead. You know, Summer of Love just kept rambling on and on and on. Let's put a stop to it. Summer ends in 3 months, so should the jam band.
I'm right there with you. I don't quite get it. It doesn't do anything for me, but that's okay. You know, to each their own.
Listen, this is America. Last I checked, despite what other people are trying to make it into, it is America. You can listen to whatever you want. I don't care. I like being exposed to new stuff. I haven't heard anything really. I haven't heard anything lately. That's it. I listen to what I always listen to. And then I'm like, oh, I hear you guys, and I you know, hear about all these bands, and I look at the lineups for the festivals that are coming to town. I don't know anybody.
Sure.
I'm like, I can't be that old. There's got to be somebody I recognize. Where's Creedence? Don't they come around anymore?
I wish they did.
So this is so far. This is what we're going to see this summer. These are my concerts for the summer. Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm.
Styx and REO. Those are the three that I've bought tickets for already, so that kind of tells you my musical taste.
You know, that's a pretty solid little tour.
Three of the biggest shows for the summer, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Styx and REO, one of the biggest tours of the summer?
In most people's mind.
1978, yes, it definitely would be one of the biggest tours of the summer.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. See, yeah, I don't know what concerts I'm even going to be checking out, but now that I know that Styx and REO are going to be here, this is awesome. Maybe get to interview.
Let me tell you this before, because I know as soon as we hang up, you guys are going to mock me for my REO.
That's not true. Not true at all.
I saw them open. Listen, this is going to make you jealous. I saw them last summer open for Def Leppard. That's right. You heard me. Def Leppard and REO Speedwagon, a double bill. Out at, I don't know what they call it now, the Tweeter Center? It was the World, and I don't know what it's called. But anyway, we're out there, and I've been an REO fan. There's my guilty pleasure. I've been an REO fan forever.
Fair enough.
And they put on an unbelievable show, because it was condensed since they were opening, so it was, you know, 45 minutes of just their most rocking, biggest hits. It was great.
Just the hits.
And I'm not going to apologize for it to you two hipsters. You sit there with your flannel shirts, and I'm not going to apologize
for
walking into REO Speedwagon.
No, you shouldn't apologize.
The changes, if anything comes along that makes me want to roll with it.
Well, there you have it, a look into the musical mind of a Brian Noonan.
Yes, so inquisitive, so worldly.
The quagmire that is Brian Noonan.
Well, Brian, we just, like I said earlier, you know, we love you, we love working with you, and, you know, we appreciate you giving us this opportunity to take the reins from you for a night. So we just wanted to check in with you and see how you're hanging tonight.
The feeling is mutual. Well, I'm hanging to the left, as always. But the feeling is mutual. I admire you guys. I always love working with you when you were on the other side of the glass. Now I'm happy that you're on the Mike's side of the glass. So congratulations on Sound Sessions.
Thank you.
And thanks for giving me the night off, because I work so hard. I just need to do nothing. I'm spent, quite frankly. And I'll talk to everybody tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, maybe we'll play. Maybe it'll be, it's the holidays. Maybe we do a four-hour REO Speedwagon retrospective.
Oh, now we're talking.
Support it. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Now we've got some plans. Right now, people are putting on their calendar, no WGN on Monday. Except Kevin Cronin. He cannot wait.
He's going to be listening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Pants from the High Infidelity Tour, and he's ready to go.
Right on. Well, Brian, thank you so much. It was great to hear from you, and we won't keep you too much longer. So thank you again for joining us here on Sound Sessions, on filling in for Brian Noonan. And we'll talk to you very soon.
All right, Kevin and Michael, or do you say Michael and Kevin? I don't know.
Either
I don't want to mess up the Martin and Lewis vibe you got going over there. Have a good rest of the night, fellas. Thanks for taking over for me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
That was really, really great.
I love that guy.
He's fantastic. One of my favorite hosts, and it's an all-around good guy.
I'm starting to notice a trend now that we've done this a couple times now that maybe they don't like being called on their off time.
You think so?
I don't know. I think we should still keep doing it.
I mean,
it's always a lot of fun when we talk to these guys. So
exactly. And who'd have thought that he'd be, you know, so into music and the way that he he's in it and he's playing instruments now and everything.
A true look into the musical mind of Brian Noonan.
He's the best.
So. But yeah, we have plenty more in store here. We have a break coming up, so let's hit that break. We'll come back with news and plenty more of Sound Sessions in store here on WGN Radio.